your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set for hour number two of USAPrepares.com? I just got off the phone with Rick Kaler of Rick's Satellite, and he's going to be on the air with us May 22nd at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk about satellite communications and how you can receive satellite broadcasts at your home. The same way I'm installing a small satellite dish here at the farm. I'm in the process of installing it. I've done everything except for the dish. The dish was set shipped separately. So I guess within a day or two I'll have the dish. I'll have it aimed and we'll be receiving satellite communications. Radio. We'll talk about that at 3 o'clock on the 22nd. Mike Knox is with us. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Mike Knox and I have been talking about gardening, and we've been talking about GMO seeds, and we've been talking about some of the problems that we have facing us, including the proposed rules and regulations and taxes and licenses that are coming our way regarding selling seeds. And I think it's unbelievable, and I think it's serious. And that may be the line that the government crosses that causes us to say, that's it. That's it. That's the last stunt you guys pull. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying that that might be it. Mike, why don't we share how you and I got together? What do you think?
Sure. That's an interesting story. We started our business about 3 years ago as our own business. We worked in the seed business multiple years before that, but we decided we wanted to do it. Do it a way that people would be benefited and taken care of and given a good product. And you called me one day and said, "Hey, I'm Vincent Fennelli, and I'm putting a expo together, and I'd like to get some seed from you for me and my friends, my other instructors. And can you help me out? And I need you to tell me how much I need and what I need, and pick me out some good ones." So you were one of our biggest. Our first biggest customers. So, I mean, it was a pleasure doing that and working that out. And that set the stage. And we've been at all your expos from day one and plan to be for the days to come. And it's been a pleasure knowing you and Sandy and all the people that have been involved in the USA Prepares Network.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. I'm really cautious and careful about who we invite, and I wanted to see the seeds and I wanted to try them. And you know, I've bought seeds over the years, starting in the 60s when I was in elementary school or grammar school, you know, bought seeds and grew them. And you know, sometimes I was successful and sometimes I wasn't. And you know, always we think we did something wrong, but that's not always the case. Sometimes the seeds just don't grow. And just because they're in a package and they have a date stamp and they say what they are doesn't necessarily mean they're going to grow. So I've purchased seeds from large seed companies and have not been successful with some of them. And I wanted to make sure that the companies that we bring into the Get Prepared Expo have products that work. And we tested your products. And Dr. Howard Shane and I and George Wheelock and a couple others all went in and bought, you know, a bulk purchase. And then we divided them up. And they grew.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. As a matter of fact, Mike, when you come to the Get Prepared Expos, and our next one is going to be July 20 and 21 right here in Lebanon, Missouri at the Cowan Civic Center. When you come to our expos, you are busy from the minute you arrive till even after you've packed up your booth and you're walking out the door. There's no let up people coming up to you, is there?
No, we've been, it's been a tremendous blessing that every time we've been at a show, I mean, I think three out of the five that we've been to, we've sold out completely, and then the other two were almost sold out completely. So, I mean, yeah, we've had a tremendous response. People are hungry, and I'm not using that as a play on words, but they're hungry for good seeds and good knowledge of how to be successful in their gardening. And that's what our main motive is as a company, is to help folks to be successful, to develop the techniques. You know, I'm still learning techniques. I'm still learning from them. I learn things every time at an expo from people, different techniques to use. So, I mean, we're here to as a resource, not just a business. Well, we're here as a resource for folks. I've actually had a couple calls the last couple of days of people just calling in saying, hey, I need some help with this issue. How do you get rid of moles and all this type of stuff? And, you know, that's what we're here for. It's not about selling a product every time the phone rings. It's about helping folks be successful, and that's what we strive to do, and that's what happens at the expos.
Mike, I don't think you talk about this very much, but you're off the grid, aren't you?
We are off grid. We, as much as you can be, of course. I mean, we are all solar powered at our house. We have our own water source with a well, and we try to grow as much food as we can for ourselves. But you know, so we're essentially off grid as much as you can be. We still have cell phones, which ties us, which like what you were mentioning earlier with the news story that you had on your site. But we try to be as much as we can be.
Yeah. So, class, what I wanted to share with you is this is a lot of our instructors actually not only talk it, but they walk it. And Mike Knox lives in Missouri. His farm's about 20 miles from our farm. And he is off the grid. His house is solar powered. Of course, he has the internet and he has cell phones, but he lives a off the grid lifestyle, and he grows the plants that produce a lot of the seeds that he sells, and then he has seed trials where he actually plants them and makes sure that the germination is exactly what he wants to deliver to his customers. So it's way more than just a company, and a lot of companies buy their seeds, and then they have people that count them out and say, okay, that's 15 seeds in a pack. Okay, done with that one. Let's fill up the next one. It's way, way different from that. He actually grows a lot of the plants that produce the seeds, and he talks about saving seeds. So, Mike, why don't we talk about the importance of saving seeds, and then let's talk about how much food do we need to grow in our garden to survive through the winter.
Okay. Saving seeds, boy, that's a big topic. You know, 2008, they developed the world powers that be decided to do their own global seed bank, and since Svalbard, Norway, it's called the Svalbard Seed Bank. The Rockefellers and Bill Gates and all these people are taking seed donations from throughout the world and putting in there, and they have over like a million varieties in there now of seeds. So those folks are seeing a need to save seed, and so they know something's coming around the corner. So that's what I tell folks. We need to be learning how to save seeds, and you can only do that with the heirloom varieties. You can't do that with hybrids. You cannot do that with GMO products. Heirlooms are the only ones that you can save seeds from and get a reliable seed source, food source for your family year after year after year. Now, of course, there's techniques you have to learn for each variety and isolation distances that you have to be concerned about, but they're all things that you can handle. You don't have to be a genius. You don't have to be an expert to do it. It's something that the average person can do and do very well, and it's very important because you know when the things go bad that they're not going to allow us over in Svalbard. You know, it's going to be very limited who gets into that seed bank, so we better be preparing for ourselves.
So Mike, let's take a couple minutes and let's start with tomatoes, because I think a lot of us are successful growing tomatoes. So if let's say I grow, and here's what I've got right on the veranda right now. I've got these three. Actually, I've got more than three, but let's say I have three large 10-gallon, 15-gallon pots that I'm growing one tomato plant in each. And I get the first tomato that grows, and I go, well, this is a really nice tomato. do I save that seed, and then do I save one from the middle of the crop, and then do I save one from the end? Or do I just pick the best, or do I pick the average? What do I pick when I select which tomato I'm going to save seeds from?
Good question. You always want to try to select your most best, if that makes sense. The ones that are the most healthy, they'll look the best, they're probably the bigger. And so that's generally the first thing you look for. In the other case, with your situation, with what you described, it would have to depend on, are they all three tomatoes the same variety, or are they all different varieties? And if they're different varieties, then you're going to have to worry about some isolation distances between them and preventing cross-pollination from one tomato to another. Even though tomatoes are considered self-pollinating, there is a slight possibility that the bees, insects, will get in there and pollinate in that process and do some crossing. So tomatoes need to be separated by usually a minimum of 25 to 50 feet from the ones you're going to save from any other tomatoes of different varieties. So that's the first thing. And then, and there's ways to do that with, like I said, distance, or there's ways of doing it. You can isolate that tomato that you're going to save from by building an isolation cage around it, just out of some screen and 2x4s, and put that over the whole plant to keep any insects from getting in there during the process of pollination. After you see fruit on the tomato, those tomatoes are, of course, already been pollinated, and they're fine to go, so you want to mark them. But, you know, a tomato blooms throughout the year, throughout the season. So you just want to mark the ones that are already formed, and then can do more than one in case there's a drought or bugs find that one that later on after you take the cage off, you know, or they fall off in a windstorm. So you want to have multiple varieties or multiple tomatoes to do that with. So that's the way you can do multiple varieties in a small area, is do an isolation cage.
Okay, so and the idea is to keep the insects, or what about the wind? Can they be pollinated through a strong wind?
Certain plants, certain varieties are. Tomatoes are not. Like I said, they're generally considered a self-pollinator, but like corn is wind-driven, and corn pollen can float for miles and miles on a windy day. So they say for corn isolation is 1 to 2 miles is a good rule of thumb, you know, and that's not sometimes viable in backyard gardens. So you have to do some other things of, you know, make sure you plant at a different time so that your corn doesn't come due at the same time that the neighbor's corn does. And, you know, so each plant has its own pollination insects.
Mike, let's talk about saving the seeds when we come back, and then how many plants we need to have to feed our family. We'll be right back. Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad, is great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. That's where I buy my seeds. I really do. And I have for years. And I've got seeds growing right now in plants. We started the plants, and they are about ready to be transplanted into a larger bucket. Mike, saving seeds. Now, some people might say, well, I've got a great tomato here. I'll just scoop out some seeds. I'll put them on a white paper towel, put them in the sun, dry them out, and I'm good to go. Yes or no?
I definitely say no. Here's the rough technique for that, and it's fairly simple. Just get that tomato when it's ripe, fully ripe, not when it's still partially green. You want a fully ripe tomato, and cut it in half, kind of like at the equator line, if you think of the world, and scoop that and pop that in half, and then scrape out all the jelly-like stuff, where all the seed cavities, where the seed and the little jelly stuff is, and scrape that into a bowl with some water and stir that up and let that set in a warm area, not direct sunlight, but in a warm area. It can be on your porch as long as it's covered, and let that sit out there and stir it for three days and stir it every day, once a day. And over that time frame, you'll see that start forming the most nasty scummy looking stuff on top, and every time you stir it, there'll be some seeds that fall to the bottom and some that float. At the end of the 3 days, you just scrape all the stuff that's floating off and throw it away. Every seed that's sunk is your good seed, and then you take it out and dry it on a pie pan or a plate or whatever. I usually don't do it on paper because the seeds end up sticking to the paper, then you have the paper on it all the time. But then let it dry, and then put it in a cool, dry, and dark environment, not freezing. I don't recommend freezing or vacuum packing, and then you're ready to go for that year. And really, in reality, you only need one or two tomatoes for the most part, because you'll get tons of seed off just those two tomatoes.
Mike, that is Mike, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that is not what a lot of people do. So here's the plan, class. Now, I suggest that if you're going to use city water, you get that city water out of your faucet a couple days in advance, and you put it in a wide mouth jar and you aerate it to get the chlorine to volatilize out of the water, okay? Because you don't want to put chlorine in your tomato seeds. Okay, so for a couple days, you've got it, the water that you're going to use, you put it in a wide mouth jar, you stir it around a couple times a day, or even put the water in the sun to help it volatilize, get that chlorine out of the water. Then you scrape out the gelatinous material from your tomato, and you add it to the water, keep it in a warm area, and I think, Mike, you said out of the sun, right?
Correct. I learned that from experience.
out of the sun. Right, out of the sun. Just keep it warm. That could be on top of your refrigerator, class. And then you stir it around for a couple times a day, I guess. And then after about 3 days, the seeds that fall to the bottom, those are the ones that you want to save. Take them out, put them on a pie tin, and let them dry out in a warm place and out of the sun again. Right, Mike?
That is correct, and that's essentially what you're doing. You're fermenting off the jelly coating off those seeds, because that jelly coating actually is a preventive germinator. It keeps the seed from germinating. So that's what you're doing by the fermentation process. You're burning that off so that the seed is then clean. And you do that for cucumbers too. The same method for cucumbers is the same way. A ripe cucumber, then you do that jelly, and then let it set for a few days.
How about watermelon, Mike?
Watermelons and cantaloupe, essentially when those fruits are ripe, the seeds ripe. So when you can eat your watermelon and then just spit out the seeds, but spit some in a container and wash them off, of course, you know, and get the sugar coating off of them. But and then you're ready to go for next year. Dry them out, and then they're ready to go. So any cantaloupe or watermelon, when the food's ripe, the seed's ripe. And just wash it off and save the seed, and you're good to go.
Mike, you know, I'm wondering about some of the irradiated foods that we have. Now, if I'll tell you, I wonder if the seeds would, if we buy food from the store, it's probably not heirloom, right?
Most likely, if it's at an organic store, then they might have some heirlooms there. And occasionally you'll see some heirloom varieties in a regular store. But for the most part, they are probably a hybrid variety for the most part.
Yeah, so we come back. Let's talk about, can we save those seeds from the tomatoes, the watermelons that we buy at the supermarket? We'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about how much food do we need to grow in our garden to survive through the winter. Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Germany garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Man, oh man. I just looked up food irradiation, and I just found the symbol for food radiation. It's this green circle. It's segmented. It looks like it's got a couple leaves, and looks like it actually is saying thank you. It looks like it's healthy. It is... boy, this is disinformation at its finest. I just published it on the website. So if you want to go to usapreparers.com and see what the symbol that says that your food has been irradiated, you won't believe it. And I just want to share with you, the government has approved irradiating foods, and let me tell you what they've done. In 1963, wheat and flour. 1964, white potatoes. 1986, pork. 1986, fruit and vegetables. 1986, herbs and spices. 1990, poultry. 1997, meat. Now, they say that the process of exposing food, either packaged or in bulk, to carefully controlled amounts of ionizing radiation for a specific time to achieve certain desirable objectives, controls parasites, insects, bacteria, and so forth. Now, it's useful because it can prolong the shelf life of fruits and vegetables because it inhibits sprouting and delays ripening. So, Mike, I'm concerned that if you buy a tomato at the supermarket, and if it has been irradiated, that the possibility of saving those seeds, if it were an heirloom, which is unlikely, just forget the whole thing, right?
I would tend to think so. I mean, facetiously speaking here, you know, that's why that stuff tastes so good in the grocery store. You know, it's usually not ripe, and it's always a nasty, not a fresh flavor that you normally get from your garden produce. So, yeah, I don't think the seed saving would work. Most of those are hybrids. You know, most of, like you mentioned watermelons before the break, most of the watermelons they have in the store are seedless, and those are hybrids for sure. So, yeah, I would tend to stay away from them for the seed saving side for sure.
Yeah, and Mike, did you say the food tastes good that comes from the supermarket, or do you think it does not taste
joking.
As good?
I was joking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was joking. It's totally not. We just had a wedding this past weekend. My daughter just got married, and we had to buy a bunch of fruit from a grocery store for the reception and stuff. And the majority of the stuff that I ate, it was green. I mean, it was not ripe. It wasn't fresh. It was fresh, but it wasn't sweet. Strawberries were tart. The melons that we had were hard. And so, yeah, so if they had been radiated, if that's part of the process, yeah, it may make them keep longer, but it sure didn't help the taste of it. We covered it with chocolate. That maybe helped it a little bit.
Okay, Mike, so how much, I think we're making the point that you really need to be concerned about what in the heck you are buying. If you look around, there's no shortage of overweight people, okay? There really isn't. There's no shortage of disease. And if you listen to the advertisements and the commercials on Genesis Communications Network, especially the ones that I hear on this broadcast, it's all about protecting yourselves from the system, protecting yourselves from bad food, bad medicine, bad air, shortage of supplies. I mean, that's who we are here at Genesis Communications Network. We are interested in you empowering yourself and your family to survive whatever may happen. And I'm looking at this food radiation symbol. Class, take a look. You will be shocked. When you see this, you're going to think that is the government's stamp of approval, that this is probably the healthiest thing you can eat. I don't know if they did this, if this was a contest to con us to thinking that this symbol means really good for you. This means your food has been irradiated. You need to see this, and you probably need to stay away from it. Food radiation symbol. That's what the post says at usapreparers.com. Mike, how much food do we need to grow in our gardens to survive through the winter? Let's have a family of four. Let's say like a typical family of four, father, mother, son, daughter. And let's say middle school age children.
That's a great question. There are lots of variables on that. I can give you some rough rule of thumbs.
That's what we need.
Any vegetable generally, for the most part, you can count on roughly 1 pound of produce per foot of row. So a 10-foot row of beans is going to give you approximately 1 to 1.5 pounds of beans to pick. Now, of course, that's with a good year, that's with a good variety, and that's, you know, with the good weather. But generally, that's kind of a rough rule of thumb, 1 pound per foot. Now, on beans per se, if you plant pole beans, you can double that. Pole beans give you about 2 pounds per foot, lineal foot. And if you had 10 pounds or 10 feet of tomatoes, you're roughly going to get 10 pounds of tomatoes roughly off that. So that's kind of a rough rule of thumb. I know for beans, I give this example in my seminar, that you're going to eat beans twice a week, and we eat green beans twice a week. Roughly 2 quarts for a family of four to do that. That's going to work out to be 104 quarts a year. So that, and with a pound per foot rate of return, you're going to need roughly 100 feet of row, a bean row, to provide that for your family. And that's a 10-foot rows, but you can also do that in condensed gardening. I know a technique that one of the other instructors at USA prepares. He has a 4-foot by 16-foot raised bed. They get 100 quarts of green beans. So like I said, there's a lot of variables in this, but the key factor is you've got to figure it out. You know, some people, we design gardens for folks, and they'll send me what they want to grow, and they'll have roughly a 10 by 10 foot garden. I mean, it's a very, very small, limited garden, and they're trying to grow corn and squash and carrots and all this in the little area, and it's just not feasible. So you're going to have to use their techniques, do container gardening, like we talked the other day. The rough rule of thumb is figure how much your family eats on the vegetable side in a year, and then figure out how many, then divide that by how many feet you're going to need for that pound ratio. If that makes sense,
Mike. Yeah, Mike. If we want to help someone build a garden right now that will give them the greatest chance of success and the most food, what would you suggest they plant? Would it be a tomato? And if they're behind in starting to plant, should they go out and buy some heirloom plants right now that have already been started at a store? What should they do? Do they have time to buy the seeds and grow them right now? What do they do?
Well, tomatoes and pepper and eggplant would be way, way behind the curve for that. So for tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, and those type of things, depending on their area, cabbage, and broccoli, I would say you'd probably have to buy plants. But if the person hasn't planted much of anything right now, beans would be something to plant for a good food source. Squash is another one that produces a lot. The melons and cucumbers and pumpkins, those are big food storage items that can last, or at least the squashes are and the pumpkins for through the winter, so it provides you a food source in a shortage atmosphere. And plus you can do the fall gardenings, figure those time frames out, and you can plant a fall garden. You can plant your broccoli and your peas and your lettuce and radishes, those cool weather crops, again, to get one more crop squeezed in before the fall for those things that you've missed out on. But, yeah, for tomatoes and peppers, for sure, you want to have those. But at this time of year, you're going to have to go with plants pretty much that are already started.
Mike, when people look at their gardens and they look at their yard, a lot of us would say, heck, I'll just put in the back corner there, that way we won't mess up our yard. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. You really need to have the garden really close to the kitchen door. I can't say that with enough emphasis. If the closer it is to the kitchen door, if you have sunlight, and you'll be able to see it, you'll be able to watch it, you'll be able to protect it, you'll be able to nurture it, and you'll be able to help it grow better than if it's out of sight, out of mind. Keep that in mind. And I found that our garden is about 100 feet from the back door. I'm going to move it. It's too far. 100 feet from the back door is too far. It's right near the outdoor wood furnace that we have. We're out there all the time, several times a day, and it's still too far. So I want to put the garden really close to the kitchen door. And we do have the containers, these large containers, a bunch of them on the veranda. And, after the morning broadcast, I can go out, pick some tomatoes, pick some peppers right off the veranda, put it on top of some cold pasta, extra virgin olive oil, balsamic vinegar, a little bit of salt, a little bit of onion, and that's lunch. And it's absolutely fresh. I mean, it couldn't be any fresher. Wash the tomatoes and the jalapenos, and I'm there. So, and how much does that cost for lunch? Less than 20 cents. Maybe less than 25 cents because of the cost of the pasta and the olive oil and the vinegar. So that's what I do, Mike. Do you do something similar to that?
Yeah, our garden is essentially right out our back door, the one we use for the house. With the, and so, yeah, the closer you can get it to your house, it just makes it more attractive, for one. It's going to draw you out there. And then, plus, you know, for your herbs and all those type of things, it just makes it more easy for you to, like you said, maintain, to look at, to nurture. And, you know, there's nothing worse than seeing a garden outside your right outside your window that's all weed filled and everything. So, I mean, it puts that incentive in you to want to get out there and maintain it and take care of it. And so, yeah, the closer it is, the much more easier it is. And you know, gardening is hard work. I mean, just be honest. Gardening is hard work, but the results of it is what the benefit is, what's the truly enjoyable part, and it makes it all worth it. So, yeah, I definitely make it close to your house if at all possible. You know, there's a lot of techniques, a lot of things out there, tower gardens and container gardening right on the back porch, windowsill for herbs and stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you can do for that.
Mike Knox, White Harvest Seed. When we come back, I'd like to ask him about planting an herb garden in the house. In the house, an herb garden in the house. Let's see what we can do about that. I'm thinking basil.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, if you'd like to contact Mike Knox, WhiteHarvestSeed.com. WhiteHarvestSeed.com. Seeds really grow. I know. Those are the seeds that I buy. And a lot of our instructors buy them also. Mike Knox has been to all of our Get Prepared Expos. He will be at the next expo, which is July 20 and 21, right here in the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center. And he'll be presenting seminars and teaching you about how to make your garden grow. And he'll be able to answer all of your questions in person. And he'll be at the Survival Banquet Dinner as well. So Mike Knox, N-O-C-K-S, White Harvest Seed. Mike, is it okay if I give out your phone number?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, all right, 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. 866-424-3185. And class, if you know, Mike sells seed kits. He also sells seeds individually. So I asked him to select what seeds he thought would really grow for us, for the instructors. He did. And maybe you can ask him to do the same for you. And it absolutely worked. So that's how I did it years ago. It worked. And his seeds grow. Mike, growing a garden, an herb garden inside, what do you think?
It would take if you had a greenhouse or if you had an enclosed room that maybe had some really, really good hours of light, maybe. I know some of the herbs do require lots of light and like the heat and like some of the warmer temperatures. So that would be the only issue. I know there's some things you could grow inside, but like basil, you mentioned basil, that's probably going to need to be outside or at least getting at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight worth a day. So, but you know, there's the, I know just make a small section app. You don't have to have a whole lot of plants of herbs per se, because you know they're so prolific. I know a basil plant, man. You plant one basil plant and it just it gets 2 feet tall and 2 feet diameter, and you know you get a lot of use out of just one plant. So you can get by with a lot of things in a smaller container or smaller area. But I would probably lean against it for the most part, unless you just have a greenhouse attached to your garden.
Okay. And Mike, can you tell us? Can you tell us about NPK? And when we buy fertilizer, we're going to get our fertilizer locally. Can you tell us what NPK means and what we need to know about it?
Well, that essentially is the symbols for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Nitrogen, of course, is the N. The P is phosphorus, and the K is potassium. All three of those are your big three elements that you need for plants to do well. Nitrogen is what it needs to make amino acids, which provides the proteins, which helps it to recover and to grow all the way around. Phosphorus is needed for the photosynthesis side, converting the energy to make the buds and the flowers and the fruits. And then the potassium is needed for just overall general health of the plant to grow, and how it survives droughts and those type of things. So yeah, those are the big three. Now the thing that most people don't realize is you need the trace elements too. You need the calcium, you need the manganese, you need the boron, you need the copper. So get a fertilizer element that you can trust to get those things from, like sea minerals, algae sprays, fish emulsion sprays. All those things are definite to promote overall general health, and you will notice the difference in health and taste if you do get those trace elements in there.
You're absolutely right, Mike. In Virginia, there was a fertilizer company, and they had two plants, one on each side of the front door, and one was with fertilizer, triple 19, with trace elements and micronutrients, as they called it, and the other was out, without, and the one with, the plants were really vigorous, really prolific. The difference was astounding. The cost was literally probably less than a dollar a bag different. So yeah, Mike Knox is absolutely right. You do want the trace elements. You do want the calcium, the manganese, the boron, even sulfur. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPreparers.com White Harvest Seed. You can call Mike right now, 866-424-3185. Link on the website, page one, under instructors. Mike Knox, senior USAPreparers.com instructor. I'm Vincent Finelli. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And please consider sharing this broadcast. The podcasts are free with your friends and neighbors.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.